Okay, I want to open up today by, first of all, kind of thanking Mike Munchak for all his hard work. And I have so much respect for him, not only as a coach, but also as a person. We worked extremely well together, and always appreciate how professional he's been with me in every way. I think I probably respect few people more in this league more than I do him. We had discussions really this entire week. I think we took Monday and met with players, and then Tuesday he and I had an extensive meeting, then met again on Thursday, and then obviously in Houston yesterday with Tommy Smith. In the end, we were not able to agree just on the future or direction of the franchise, and I felt it was time to make a change. So we move ahead into the next phase of the Tennessee Titans and look for the next coach, and also looking for great things. So we'll start the process now. Any questions?
You said in the end you felt it was time to move on. Was it ultimately your decision?
Well, I think myself, obviously, and Tommy Smith. I think every year at this time, we did the same thing last year. We have to go through all parts of the team, players, coaches, everything, and kind of come to a consensus that we're together. For the most part, we were. I think if you look at kind of where we are now as a team, it was probably time to make a change.
How much change did you have to make to come back as far as his coaching staff?
Really, like I said, every aspect. Not that he was going to have to change everything, but we were going to have to make some changes.
How terrible is maybe a half dozen coaches?
That's a big number.
How tenable would it have been for him to make whatever degree of coaching changes you guys were looking for, given the lame duck status that would have come with it? How would he have been able to attract anyone good?
I think he's a guy that people would like to work for, and I'm sure we'd have been able to attract some coaches.
Rusty, did you go to Houston believing, as you all flew down there, that this was going to be the end? This was out? This would end?
I did not, and I actually really didn't know for sure exactly how it was going to end. The decision really was made today and not before. So, no, I didn't go there thinking this would be the end.
Did he know going down there what coaches he would have to get rid of?
We had discussions about, like I said, pretty much everybody. So I would think he had a pretty good idea.
Was he agreeable to those?
We went through all these guys, and there was probably some we agreed on, some we didn't.
Is anybody on the staff? What's the staff been told?
The staff has not been told anything. I expect to meet with them first of next week.
You expect to keep them in place for a new head coach to consider?
It's still early. That would be great, but we'll just kind of see. Like I said, I'll meet with them early next week.
You said you and Mike couldn't agree on things going forward. How do you rate the job he did over the last 3 years?
I think Mike was in a fairly difficult situation in my mind. I think he was really a bridge between having a long-tenured coach that had just left, and things had been done a certain way, and then an older owner who, during his tenure, passed away. I think we've been in a pretty major transition, and he was part of that, and he's made the place better.
An extension for him ever part of the conversation and the fact that he would have been false to the lane coach, is that ever a part of?
I wouldn't comment on that.
Rustin, would it be accurate to say when you all left yesterday, you were all in agreement as to what changes, and then he changed his mind and said, I can't do this?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I think everybody had to kind of go their separate ways and think it through. And so, no, there was nothing like that.
What are the attributes you're looking for in his replacement?
Well, I'd like somebody that I can work with, similar to the way I could work with Mike. I think it's important to me that person has a system that he believes in and that we can draft and sign players to that system. I think we need that's very important. If we're not on the same page with what we're looking for the job description, then that makes it difficult. I'd like somebody that's going to work with our current players and continue to develop them and turn them into the best players they can be.
So you really changed the roster this year. Do you feel like there's enough good players here now to win now?
I think we're building. I think we've got a nice nucleus that we need to continue to build on.
How much is previous head coaching experience something you'd like to have in a new coaching candidate?
That would be great. I think there are the biggest thing to me that you can't do is rule out guys. Offensive guy, I want an offensive guy, I want a defensive guy, previous head coaching experience. I think it causes you to miss out on possibly some good candidates.
Have you started the process of putting a list together of guys you're talking to yet?
You know, when in this job, you keep those lists all the time so that you're ready to go for these situations.
Well, how many things are on that list?
I think you have to keep it to a workable number, Jim. So it'll be a handful.
As you kind of look at the needs of the team, if they're one side of the ball, that maybe a coach would be more important. I know you say you want to rule out an offensive or defensive, but on one side it might need a little bit more help from the head coach.
I think as long as the head coach has a plan for the side of the ball that's not his, then I think we're in good shape. He doesn't necessarily have to be from one side or the other.
You had a big hand in drafting Jake Locker. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's had injury problems, but has shown some promise. Would you like for this new head coach to show you a plan going forward with Jake as a quarterback, or do you feel like quarterback is something that he's going to have to make his own decision on once you hire him?
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of Jake's and would love to see him have success here. I think the important thing is that coach has a plan, you know, for success and to move ahead and to build the team and continue to build off kind of what we already have here. So one of the biggest things when you ask me about coaches is that they do have a plan moving forward.
Have you and Tommy sort of worked out the process? I mean, will you go to him with a recommendation, or will you call the list and say, now you talk to these couple guys?
We talk, but it's just fresh enough where we probably haven't solidified the process totally.
Do you have some on your fax machine today asking for permission to talk to somebody who's under contract for next year that's on the staff with Grant?
Would I grant it? I would take it on a case-by-case basis.
When would you start the process of interviews?
Just as soon as possible. I think we need to tie some things up here, and I think this week we need to start working on it.
Can you talk about the challenge, I guess, of being a little bit behind the eight ball when it comes to some of the other coaches or some of the other teams have already brought in some of the head coaches started forming staff? Is that a little bit more challenging for you guys?
Yeah, I don't think we're too far behind. I think most interviews will take place in the next couple of weeks. I think where we may be a little bit behind is the teams that had bye weeks were able to interview this past week and this weekend. But other than that, I mean, I think we're in pretty good shape, and I think you'll see most of the interviews around the league going on this week.
And when would you like to wrap it up? I know Mike wasn't hired until early February. Would you like to have something done?
Well, we're definitely have a head start on that.
Yeah.
And I think we need to go through the process and make sure that we make the right decisions. So I can't really give you a timetable. Well, the league has rules for when we can interview those guys, and you can't interview them during the playoff process, so we'll see how that goes.
Certainly some on your list that are on those teams?
Yeah, I would expect that.
How surprised are you, or are you surprised that it's come to this as far as the money?
I guess for me, it's disappointing to me that it's come for this because I like him so much, but this is part of the business. It's the hard part. It's no fun, but it is part of the business.
Would you be able to say how much loyalty played into this? I mean, he obviously was extremely tight with Bruce Matthews, Chet Bartlebeo, a lot of guys on the staff.
Well, Mike has a great trait of loyalty. I mean, he is a loyal person in general. But I don't know that that really played a part in it.
Did you get the sense that Tommy did not want to let him go and was giving him a chance to come back, but he just had to meet conditions? And do you think Tommy expected him to do that?
I think Tommy's very fond of Mike. And obviously, I think he's disappointed, too, that he's not here.
What do you envision, or how much does a general manager vision of identity factor into what this team will be going forward, or do you just want a head coach to sell you on an identity vision that you can then
put into place? Yeah, I think in the end we have to be on the same page. You can be sold on an identity and really a philosophy. But I think for me it's important that whatever that identity or philosophy is, that we're all on board and that we move forward finding players that fit exactly that. I think Munch and I always, we work together. We made really no decision where this is what we're going to do. That's really not the way I work, and that wasn't the way he worked. We worked together on it.
What kind of, I guess, pressure do you feel? You know, this is obviously a significant hire for you.
Mm-hmm.
First time you've gone through this process. What are your thoughts going in? And
I'm excited. I'm excited to go through the process. And I've been around it a lot. I've seen a lot of things for hirings going back there. I don't know how many coaches we hired in Tampa, but it was a lot. And just saw Rich McKay go through that and the way he handled it and some other guys I've been around. So I feel comfortable doing it. I'm excited. I'm excited for the city. I'm excited for the Titans organization to move forward and find a coach that's going to be a good fit for Nashville. And that they're going to be proud of, and then that we'll put a team on the field that they're proud of.
You alluded to the fact that Munchak was kind of in a tough situation following Fisher, and obviously ever since the team has been here, there's been some branch of the Fisher influence in the Fisher tree, that sort of thing. Are you looking at this as a clean slate, a clean break from that, to going forward?
They had a lot of success. So, I mean, I think we're just looking for the best the best coach we can find for this situation now, for this team, for the organization, for Tommy Smith and the family, and for myself.
Is there a candidate in-house that will be interviewed, do you expect?
We'll see. I mean, we'll look at all avenues.
Rustin, do you see a college coach in this mix?
Like I said, I wouldn't rule out anything. Anything.
What did you tell Mark?
Yeah, we had a conversation. It was basically it wasn't going to work out. Those are never easy conversations to have, but he and I had a pretty good relationship, and it went okay.
Did he give you a sense of what he'd like to do next?
No.
Were voices raised throughout the week? Pretty civil all the way through?
Nah. No. I mean, did you see either one of us raising our voice? Not really.
Rusty, what would your message to fans be getting pretty local throughout this whole process?
Yeah, my message would be that, our goal is going to be to give you the best team we can. We want a team that's competitive and tough, and somebody that when you show up on a team that when you show up on Sunday to the stadium, that you show up expecting to win.
I guess we'll not repeat any questions, but just maybe if you could talk about basically what happened between last night and today to sort out this decision.
He and I both went home and just thought things through, and that was it. And talked again this morning.
Thank you.
By phone or in person?
By phone or in person? We talked on the phone.